Now let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thine sight. You're my strength and you're my redeemer. Crucify me now, God, and hide me behind the cross. Let me preach as if it's my last time. Use me to your glory. Oh God, we thank you now for this hour, and we thank you for this people. Have your way, God, and save that soul that's near as hell for Jesus' sake. In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Giving honor to God, who is first in my life, to pastor and co-pastor Carpenter, surrounded by these other ministers and preachers, to the presiding officer, to the officers and members of both churches.
Amen.
It is a privilege to be standing here, even though I'm not worthy.
Well,
but I'm only worthy through Christ Jesus.
Amen.
As I search, asking God, what would you have me to tell your people?
My Lord.
I never preach what I want to preach.
That's a good thing.
Because it's not what God would have me to do. My life has been reconstructed.
Well, all right.
Through and by God's word. When Pastor asked me to come, I didn't know what to say. I didn't know whether to say no or whether to say yes. But I know I had to say something, because co-pastor was coming to us for quite a few years. And thank God for Trustee Bailey. She's the one that came in response to the welcome. Her and co-pastor and Karen, and they all knew one another from childhood. So thanks be to God. I'm not going to be before you long. But I must say, you can always tell when the Spirit is moving and working in your way. My musician has been with me for 12 years. And I can't say I don't know how he does it, but the Spirit lets him know which way he needs to go according to my message. And I thank God for that. So if you have your Bibles, let us go into one of Paul's writings, 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter. And let us read verse 8 and verse 9. 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, verse 8 and verse 9. And thus it reads, "We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed." Thus ends the reading of God's word.
Amen.
I would like to speak about knocked down, but not knocked out.
All right.
Knocked down, but not knocked out.
Go ahead.
I don't know about many of you tonight, but I can only speak for myself. Many a times in this Christian life, I have been knocked down. But I've never been knocked out.
My Lord.
As the songwriter says, I fall down, but I get back up. But I don't fall down. Sometimes I get knocked down.
Okay.
Paul makes four statements that describes how Christians respond to the trials of life. We are pressed on every side, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not abandoned. Crushed down, but not destroyed. These four statements describes the true condition of believers in the world. They are always true. Even though our experience of them varies, we are not always pressed, but we often are. We are not always perplexed, but it happens more than we think. We are not always faced with opposition, but sometimes we do. And not every day are we struck down by the circumstances of life. But it does happen to all of us eventually. No one is exempt from these things. I don't know about you tonight. But as I said in the outset, I can only speak for myself and what I go through in this Christian life. Most people looks at the pastor and they says, oh, well, the pastor is up there. But I stopped by here tonight to let you know that the pastor got to go through the same door that you go through. And that door is Jesus Christ. There is no other exception. There is no back door or side door, because the pastor is the pastor. The only difference in the pastor and yourself is that the pastor is appointed, anointed, and set aside for the work of God. But always remember, you have a job also. You have been set aside. Appointed, and you have been anointed.
All right.
Pressure will not defeat us. We are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed. The word press was sometimes used for walking through a crowd where people surround you and deliberately press against you. But I'm not talking about that kind of pressure or that kind of press. Or we may think of grapes in a vineyard or a wine press. The pressure of life may squeeze us, but we are not utterly crushed.
All right.
Here are some ways this phrase can be translated or paraphrased. We are pressed on every side by trouble, but we are not crushed. The Apostle Paul says there a trouble is on every hand. When he looked to the left, it's trouble there. When he looked to the right, it's trouble there. I don't know about you tonight, but every time I look around, it's trouble somewhere. We catch it from all directions.
Yes.
But we don't let them squeeze the life out of us.
My God, all right.
Hard press on every side. We are never hemmed in.
My God.
Have you ever had a dream and somebody or something is after you, and before it catches you, the Lord wakes you up out of the dream?
My God.
Oh, y'all ain't never had no dream like that. It's something always chasing me, Pastor. I don't know about you, but he never caught me, and he ain't going to catch me. Because every time he reached, the Lord say, wake up, son. Wake up, get up, get up.
Hallelujah.
None of y'all never had nothing like that to happen.